Hi, my name is Vanessa. I am from Albuquerque, New Mexico. I transferred to become a marine biologist. It's always been a passion of mine to work with animals, especially sea animals. I really want to work with dolphins or whales, or anything, basically. I'm taking physics because it's required by my major. But I also really wanted to take physics because it'll help me become more of a well-rounded scientist after I have graduated. It will help me solve problems that need extra critical thinking. The steps to solve a problem in physics is probably the steps that I would want to take in solving any other problem that I'm doing. So it'll really help me out in that way. It's important to me because physics is all around me. It's important to know the way the world works. It helps me to think more critically and intellectually. So it's important to my future because the more we know about how things work, the more we can develop new things to better our society. It'll just help my intellectual growth because it allows for me to always be thinking and strategizing. That way, I'll be prepared for anything that comes my way. It just really helps with everything that I do, so it's really important. The purpose of the problem-solving method that Tony always reinforces is it just basically allows us to expand our critical thinking skills. Working out the problems by diagramming and the reasoning and the solution, it'll just help us develop our answer to the problem more efficiently. Like I said, if I had a problem that I had to do in the field after I graduate, I would want to take it the same way that I do now in physics. It really helps. I mean, the diagramming, it really helps me to visualize a problem if I can't. If it's just, I mean, like the free body diagrams help me understand the problem a lot better, as well as the reasoning part of the method. The reasoning is just so important because it helps you understand the problem and it helps you figure out what you're looking for. So it's really important, and it's just something the two diagramming and the reasoning help you figure out the solution of the problem. So the solution part would probably just do some simple calculations, but the most important part is the reasoning and the diagram, because that helps you understand the problem a lot better so that you understand it and that you can answer it correctly and more efficiently. I really like physics, so same with my other classes. I mean, college in general is just really awesome. I like it because I've met so many people that are so interesting and so unique that they have taught me so much in my first month here. I've met, you know, they have very different backgrounds, very different from mine, and they have just so many things to offer, and they really, they're just a lot of fun. I've learned so much from them, being so culturally diverse. But I have learned so much from the classes as well. I mean, that's what I'm here, is to take the classes. And the physics, of course, is one of the main ones of my classes this semester. So it's really helping me out, and I'm sure it's going to help me out in the future with any other classes that I have. But basically, I really do like college because of the people, the classes, being here in San Diego. I mean, this is like one of the top beautiful places in the world. So I am really excited to be here, to start my career what I expect from college. I really expect to, at the end of college and I'm graduating, I really want to look back on myself and see how much I've grown. I just really expect college to do that for me. I want to look at my first semester of my college career and see how much I've grown, see how much more I have succeeded. So I just, that's what I expect. I just think that I will have learned new things that will help me in the future. I just really think that college is a great opportunity for anybody, and just meeting new people, learning new things, it's just a really good experience that I will never forget. So, thank you.